The following podcast is part of the MindBodySpirit.fm podcast network. Meditation doesn't have to be a solo practice. Meditation is more fun with friends. Looking for a way to drop in and hang out at the same time? Join us online at Omega Institute for a meditation party with self-proclaimed meditation nerds Dan Harris, host of the 10% Happier podcast, Sebene Selassie, and Jeff Warren. This three-day retreat will stream live from Omega's Hudson Valley campus May 17th to 19th. Don't miss the party. Reserve your spot at eomega.org/party today. Welcome to the Angel Tarot Show with best-selling author and Angel Tarot expert Radley Valentine. Plan your week ahead with gentle guidance from your angels combined with the wisdom of Tarot and create the magical life you deserve.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Radley Valentine. I am a spiritual teacher and Hay House author. My expertise is angels, tarot, and manifestation. I've been writing for Hay House, a Penguin Random House company, since 2011, and published 10 decks, 3 books, and a bunch of video courses while speaking around the world. If you missed the first 2 videos of this series, I spoke about angels and tarot as gateways to lasting transformation. So you can still watch those for a short time. So make sure you check them out. I think they went really well. So I'd love for you to see them. Now, if you're watching this streaming to Facebook, we're only going to be live on Facebook for about 10 minutes. So if you want to hear the whole scoop today, you might want to visit RadleyValentine.com magic so that you can sign up and get immediate access to not only this class, but the last 2 classes. And you'll have access to this class in its entirety as well. So today, I am calling today's class Manifesting Transformation Through Empowerment. So let me just say that again. Manifesting Transformation Through Empowerment. I really want to dive into that realm and how empowerment is a key ingredient to unlocking boundless happiness in our lives. So, you know me, I've always been willing to just talk openly for the most part about what is going on in my life. So today, I'm just going to admit that I have been a people pleaser my entire life. There are lots of ways in which I can think of that has served me. But I can also think of a lot of ways in which it has not. And so as such, I recently hung up my people-pleaser superhero costume. I shoved it into the back of the closet, and I don't anticipate it seeing the light of day again. What I can tell you is that for the first time in my life that I can remember, I am fully, truly trying to put myself first. And I have never felt stronger or more confident or more ready for life. So I kind of want you to think about it this way. Think of empowerment as being like having your own personal fairy godmother, okay? Granting you the power to take charge of your destiny and manifest your heart's desires. It's all about tapping into your own inner strength and owning your unique brilliance. So when you embrace empowerment, think of it as stepping into your divine sovereignty. Like it's feeling the pulse of our own hearts and dancing to the rhythm of our souls. It's a sacred dance of self-expression and authenticity that lights up the universe with radiant energy. Empowerment equals happiness. Subservience, now that's different from being of service to other people in a balanced way, okay? That's different. But subservience equals unhappiness. Freedom is exhilarating. Entrapment is misery. I'll say it again. Freedom is exhilarating. Entrapment is misery. We are born with free will. We as souls, as divine children, do not do well in entrapment. It's against our very nature. Empowerment isn't just about taking control. It's about reclaiming your power and embracing the limitless possibilities that lie before you. It's about saying yes to yourself and no to anything that dims your light. Dims your light. Because, my darlings, when you stand in your power, you shine greater than the brightest stars in the darkest sky. Studies have shown time and time again that empowered souls are the happiest souls. They radiate confidence, resilience, and an unwavering sense of self-worth that is simply contagious. They're the ones who dare to dream big. They chase their passions, and they sprinkle a little bit of magic wherever they go. But empowerment isn't just about lifting ourselves up. It's about lifting each other up too. It's about creating a supportive community where everyone feels seen and heard and valued for who they truly are. Because it really is true that happiness is multiplied when it's shared. But let me ask you something. When you think about becoming empowered, and when you think about making yourself a priority, do you worry that it's selfish? Yep. Thought so. Do you think it might make you a bad person? Do you worry that you will lose the love of people that you care about if you stop putting them first instead and do the right thing for yourself? That's because we're programmed that way. From the get-go, we are told by society that we're supposed to put ourselves last and put everybody else first. We're told that by religious institutions, we're told that by our parents, we're told that by schools, we're told that by politicians, we're told that by everybody. Now, a lot of the people who are telling us that are very busy putting themselves first. Just wanted to point that out, right? And we're falling for the story, hook, line, and sinker. We are. And it is easy to understand why that we as spiritual beings that have a certain type of bent that's towards trying to take care of other people and trying to take care of the world would worry that if we put ourselves first, that it makes us less good people. We have all run into people who are completely self-focused. I would love to see a show of hands of the people here who do not know someone who is completely self-focused. Yeah, that's about how many hands I was expecting, right? We all know those people. And here's the thing. It's like, I do think that there's at least a solid group of those people who do not even know that they're doing it. They don't get it. They have no earthly idea they do it. I totally believe that they are oblivious to their own behavior, and they genuinely think that their way of operating and seeing the world is the way everybody functions. They believe that. And so seeing those people is what gives making yourself a priority a bad rep. Because we've seen what it looks like when it doesn't come from a self-loving and a spiritual place. We know what it looks like because we see it all the time. So what I wanted to do first is talk to you about what becoming empowered and putting yourself first is not. This is what it's not. It is putting yourself first is not selfish. As I say all the time, you cannot pour from an empty vessel. You can't. You can't. Putting yourself first is not using other people for your own gain. That's not what I'm talking about at all. Putting yourself first is not about washing your hands of all your relationships. Now, I will tell you that if you really full on try to find yourself in a place of empowerment and balance and good boundaries, that there will possibly be people you do have to wash your hands of because they're not going to agree to it. They are used to you doing stuff for them. And when you stop, they don't like it. They do not like it. It's like, that's not the way this works. This is not the rules that we've established. And it is important to say we are partially responsible for that because we did it, right? We did it. We were codependent, or we were so selfless, or so afraid no one else would love us, or so worried that blankety blank 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 would happen, that we literally put ourselves last. And putting yourself first is not shelving your compassion for others. That's not what I'm talking about. Though it probably is letting go of your ill-placed feelings of responsibility for them. So you are responsible for you, and they are responsible for themselves. You are responsible for you. They are responsible for themselves. So let's talk about why you should empower yourself by making yourself a priority. You were born to be happy. You deserve to be happy. You are a child of the divine. You are not a sacrificial lamb to others. That is not to say that you can't have great compassion for other people and their challenges. That is not to say that you can't help people that are close to you or give your time to benefit strangers. It just means that you don't do so at the expense of your long-term happiness. Short-term? Sure. Okay, that's fine. You've decided it's like, okay, for the short term, I'm going to do this thing because it really helps somebody. But it can't be your long-term happiness. It can't be, well, I'll just be miserable for the rest of my life. Number two, you are responsible for your own happiness. You are not responsible for anybody else's happiness. Now, that being said, there are, of course, exceptions. Your children, right? You are responsible for the happiness of your four-year-old. You just are. Are you responsible for your 44-year-old? Maybe not. Okay. But there's your children. There are pets or animals that are in your care. You know, but when you find yourself trying to be responsible for the happiness of another human being that is fully grown and capable, but insists over and over and over on making poor choices or decisions, or will not seek out help on their own and is expecting you to do all the work or you to handle the consequences of those poor choices, you need to rethink why you're doing that. Why are you doing that? Number three, if you don't make yourself a priority, I am asking you now, who will? Who in your life right now is going to make you the number one priority in their life? Number four, when you become empowered and you prioritize yourself, you come to accept yourself. You come to respect yourself. Self-love becomes possible. When we sacrifice and sacrifice for others, we tell ourselves that the story that we are worth less than we are. Self-acceptance and self-love become elusive. When we show ourselves that we ourselves are important, strength and confidence and determination come front and center. That is when your chin goes up and your shoulders go back and you stand taller. That's when that happens. I am here to tell you that if you do the work of transformation, if you do the work of coming out of your situation of lack of power in your life, if you do what's necessary to make those hard choices, to make those hard decisions, to do that hard work, you are going to discover voice of experience, okay? You are going to discover what self-love really is. You're going to discover what self-acceptance really is. You are going to decide that you like yourself. I don't mean the cliche, like yourself. I don't mean that, yeah, I'm a good person. I mean something at a totally different level. That unless you have done that work, you don't get. You don't get it. And you can't. Because until you love yourself enough to be the master of your own destiny, until you love yourself enough to say no more to whatever it is that has you trapped, you can't know. So how do you do it? So I have, again, 5 steps. To manifesting personal self-empowerment. 5 is like my favorite number right now. Okay. If you took my angel number class, you know 5. It's change. Step number 1 is self-awareness. The journey towards personal empowerment begins with self-awareness. You have to take the time to understand what your strengths are and what your weaknesses are and what your passions are and what your values are. You have to look at your past experiences and how they have shaped you. When you understand yourself on a deeper level, then you can identify the areas of growth and align your actions with your authentic self. That's when you can figure out, here's where I'm trapped. Number 2, setting boundaries. Boundaries are cool. Boundaries are essential for personal empowerment. This is when you establish healthy boundaries in relationships and interactions, it means saying no when necessary, prioritizing your needs, and respecting your own limits. It's where you protect your energy and focus on what truly matters to you. Number 3, you're going to need a mindset shift. You need a mindset shift. You're going to have to challenge your negative self-talk and your limiting beliefs that hold you back. You have to replace them with affirmations and beliefs that affirm your worthiness, your capabilities, and your potential. This is not easy. I am, as you hear me say all the time, I am quintuple Sagittarius. I am an optimist. I see the most positive aspects all the time. A million years ago, when I was on an internet-based reading site where I was doing readings online, they used to call me Polly Radley, as in Pollyanna. I was Polly Radley. And I get it. But that doesn't mean our minds are wired for fight or flight. They are wired to look for the danger. I can have conversations with other people in my head that are not helpful. I can tell myself stories about what possible things can go wrong. I'm a consummate planner. I am. I have steps 8A through Z, double Z, prepared in my head at all times. It's how I work. It's partially the CPA, I think, and partially the fight or flight. I need to feel safe, and this is how I do it. So when those thoughts go cray cray, that's where I bring in Michael and Jophiel, and I bring my attention back to myself, because at least for me, and it may be different for you, okay, so you have to pay attention to that if it's you, but I don't walk around going, Radley's going to make some huge, horrible mistake and screw up his own life. I'm worried somebody else will screw up my life. Okay. That's what I'm worried about. And so when I do that, when I start having conversations in my head that, oh my God, Bridget is just going to totally ruin my life. It's not even humanly possible, but it's a fun example. Okay. But I ask Jophiel and Michael to stop that story, just stop it and redirect my attention to me. My power, where I am empowered, where I am in control, what I can do, what is my future, what are my dreams, and not anybody else's. Number four, taking action. Empowerment is not just about self-reflection. It has to be about taking intentional actions towards your goals and aspirations. Now, that might mean breaking down your goals into baby steps, and that is absolutely groovy. But what you are also going to have to do is embrace your own personal discomfort about stepping out of your comfort zone and trust your ability to overcome challenges that come your way. And number five, seeking support. You need a support group, okay? You can't navigate these journeys towards empowerment alone. You just can't. I mean, you need to surround yourself with supportive individuals who can uplift you and encourage you, and seek out mentors and coaches or community groups or whatever who share your values and goals, and to be able to ask them to help you. You know, it's like this is coming into my head right this second, but I can totally see in a way where deciding to become empowered in your own life is a little bit like a 12-step program. You need other people to keep you on target. You need other people that you can call and say, I am feeling like I'm going to backslide. This is all too hard. I just don't think I can do it. It's too much work. I'm too afraid. I just don't have the energy. The abuse I'm getting is too much, blah, blah, blah. You've got to have some of that. So let's circle back for a second. If you saw the last two classes, you saw the class on angels and you saw the class on tarot, Okay. So to recap, your five steps: self-awareness, setting boundaries, a mindset shift, taking action, seeking support. Now, if you watched that class 2 days ago on Tarot, what were there? There were five steps, right? There were five transformational messages in the Tarot spread, right? I gave you five transformational paths, and there was a spread that was five transformational messages. You can use that same spread for empowerment. It's just the five cards you're pulling are self-awareness, setting boundaries, mindset shift, taking action, and seeking support. And there was also a Tarot spread that was called Transformational Expansion, right? And it's where we took one of those cards and then we pulled four more cards. You can do that same thing again. So those two spreads work for this class too. All right. We talked about angels 4 days ago. So here are, again, five archangels that I think rock and roll for your transformational journey. Anyone want to guess who the first one is? Of course, it is Michael. Because for us to be on a transformational journey, there are some things that Michael is responsible for that we have got to have. We have to be able to sever our energetic connections to the past, to our fears, to our anxieties, to our worries. We have to feel safe. We have to feel protected, right? Michael is also about life purpose. That is helpful in this. Again, life purpose doesn't have to be, I'm going to be a motivational speaker or I'm going to be a fireman. It can be, I am here in this lifetime to get free, to understand the truth behind free will, to understand the truth behind being a child of the divine. The second one is Ariel. Okay. Archangel Ariel. Now, there's a couple of reasons. First of all, I think of Archangel Ariel as courage. Okay. Where Michael is safety and protection, Ariel is courage. She is the lioness of God, right? The lioness of God. She has the courage to make the changes that we need to make. She's also the archangel of manifestation, and we might need that, right? We might need that. Uriel, he is the archangel of epiphany, and he is literally the archangel of life transformation, right? So when you are on a transformational path to empowerment, epiphanies will just show up. I mean, it's like if you're in that space, if you're in the space of doing that kind of work, one of the things that's going to happen is that you're just going to be walking along, minding your own business. And then suddenly you're like, holy crap, that's why I've been doing this. Oh my God, it was that teacher in fifth grade, Mrs. Wilson. She was always drunk all the time. Literally, I had a Mrs. Wilson in fifth grade and she was always drunk. She had a thermos. It was supposed to be tea. It was bourbon or whiskey or something. That's a whole story. She's long dead, I'll tell you. So we always knew if the principal was coming, because she was 847 years old. And so she would suddenly come running in because she spent all of her time in the teacher's lounge. And she would come running into the room as fast as she could run. She would go to her desk. She would pick up her thermos. She would tighten it. She would put it in the drawer, shut the drawer, lock the drawer, and put the key in her pocket. And one time she called, I got in trouble. I never got in trouble ever for anything, right? Ever. Halo. Okay. So my mom came in to talk to her. My mom went, she was in there for 5 minutes and she came back out to the car and got in the car and said, don't ever worry about anything that woman says ever again, because you could smell it on her breath. Anyway, that was just a totally silly little story I told on the side. But anyway, so it's like whatever the revelation is, whatever the thing is that happens where you go, poof, that's why I'm doing this. Those epiphanies are empowering. Number four, Gabriel. You have to find your voice. You have to find the way to speak your truth. No small thing. But you have to find a way to speak your truth. And Gabriel is motivation. She's the archangel of motivation and creativity. Both of those are things that you will need on your transformational journey. And finally, number five, Jophiel, getting control of your thoughts and your stories. This is, again, about staying awake. You've heard me talk about that before, unless you're new, and there's a bunch of you that are new, but it's staying awake, paying attention to your thoughts. Where are you ruminating? Where are your ruminations taking you? What are you thinking? Are you having a story with the guy that works at the grocery store who you don't like? I mean, it's like whatever you're doing, stopping it, asking Michael and Jophiel in tandem to stop that and replace it with a positive story about Judy or about Dawn. Okay. That's your story. And beyond that, it also is important to not forget your guardian angel team. Okay? They really matter. So I want you to think about all this stuff. And I want you to consider making a pact with me that we empower ourselves and each other to live an extraordinary life. This is a Southern thing to say. I don't even know if it translates, but not a B-flat vanilla, okay? B-flat is the most common song most common key that songs are written in. Vanilla is the most common flavor. So we don't want common. We don't want B-flat vanilla, right? We want extraordinary. We want magical. And to do that, we have to take a pact to embrace our uniqueness, to follow our bliss and spread love like confetti. Maybe it's just who I am, how I was raised, who I was as a kid. I totally believe it's partially having been a manager of hundreds of people for years and years and years. But diversity is delicious. It just is. It's not just having a group of people around you that are different from one another and differently unique and differently special is everything. It makes life fun. That's where we learn. That's where we grow. That's where the best ideas come from. And so when we think about ourselves, we have to think about ourselves as being our own most special, unique selves, and that that is something amazing that we have to offer to people. When we choose empowerment, we are choosing happiness in its purest, most magical form. There is a reason why happiness feels good and unhappiness feels bad. It's a compass. It's a spiritual compass, and the needle points north towards happiness. Let your light shine brightly. The world is waiting for your beautiful, empowered soul to illuminate it with love and joy and boundless happiness. You have got this. And if you feel like it's all just too daunting, if you feel like you need help, then I can help with that. I can help with that. So for the last couple of years, the funnest stuff I have done has been my magical membership group. That's the most fun that I have had. When I was working on this, that, or the other and traveling all over the place, there were things that were fun. I'll admit it. Being with Dougal is a hoot and a half. Being with Colette is a hoot and a half. Being with these peeps is a lot of fun. I love it. But when it came to my own personal work, what I was loving was the magical membership group. And it has taken on various topics throughout, but I don't think. It's not even a think. The topic for the upcoming year of magical membership has never mattered more to me than this one does, because it's transformation. Do you ever feel like you're missing out on something big? Do you look around at your life and wonder how you got here? Maybe you want to find a new direction or feel more connected to the divine, or you're wanting to live a life on your own terms, but you don't know where to start. That is me in 2023. It was like, it's hard to like compare yourself to other people, because how do you ever even do that? I don't know. But in a lot of ways, it was just a pivotal time for me. I don't know if I'd call it a dark well of the soul, or that seems so dramatic, but it was a big deal. And I found myself asking myself all the time, how did I get here? Maybe you're feeling that way. Maybe you put everyone and everything else ahead of your own needs. Maybe it's never been the right time for you to do what you want to do. Or you feel lost or disconnected from the things that make you feel alive. Or you've given up on your dreams because they just don't seem to be practical. And here's the kicker. I don't like admitting this, okay? I don't like it. I'm gay. There's a certain amount of vanity. I'm just going to admit it. It's just true. But I am 62 years old. I don't like being 62. I don't feel 62. I don't want to be 62. But when you're 62, it can feel like time is running out. If you think about it for a second, if you do, by the time you're there, that age, and if the average lifespan is 84, 85, you're 3/4 of the way through, people. And that's what I was feeling. So take a second, open your heart and mind for a minute and answer this one question. What would it mean for your life if all of that doubt, fear, and uncertainty were to suddenly disappear? What would it mean for your relationships, your career, your health, your own spiritual journey, if all those negative energies and ways of thinking faded away and a bright new vision for your life began to appear? What would happen if you brought a little magic back into your life? I want you guys to look at, don't move that, Mooney, don't you move it. I want you to look at this page. Is it not stunningly gorgeous? Because remember what I was talking about, the diversity? It's all the beautiful colors. And this is not just, this isn't washed out stuff. This is bright jewel tones. I like pastels as much as the next guy, but it's like I want my life to be in rich, brilliant jewel tones. That's how I want life to feel. By the way, I'm just going to say this. Mooney made this page. He has never done a better job in his whole life. This thing is stunningly beautiful. I just want to give credit to that. So what I want out of this year's membership is for you to have what I feel like I got. I want you to have a wake-up call. I want you to have this moment where the stuff that I learned that made it possible for me to suddenly wake up and go, I love myself enough to stand up for myself completely and fully in all ways, in all directions of time. And I want you guys to have that. So we're starting it obviously on 4/4, because when else would we start it? April 4th. And so I want to talk to you about illuminating your pathway so that you release fear and doubt. I want you to be guided towards healing and hope. I want you to experience the comfort of unconditional love, but that's not just the angels. That is the unconditional love of trying to find that for yourself. I want you to open the door to your life. I want you to become the magical being that you're destined to be. And that's me. And I can't do that. Just go on past it. Thanks. Okay. So what are we going to be doing? We're going to be getting gentle guidance from your angels. We're going to be getting comfort and peace of mind, the love, the support, the guidance, the direction. We're going to be working with Tarot for confidence and certainty and empowerment and strength, transformation and growth. These are brilliant tools. These are things I really care about. This has taken me years to get where I am today. And these are the tools that did it for me. But we are using them for a specific purpose. We are looking to use these things to make changes in your life. So will we have fun? Of course we will. Will we talk about the lighthearted stuff of angels and tarot? And will we have a blast? Yes, we'll do that. But this is also, we will be talking about real stuff. So what's included? With this, you'll get brand new teachings and resources. Remember the last thing I said was that item number 5 was you need a support system. Well, that's what you'll get. You'll get a support system of people who are on the same journey. And so there's the member-only video workshops. There's PDF workbooks. Thank you, Bridget. She does a great job at those. There's transformational audio meditations. I think I'm good at that. Tarot spreads. I think I'm good at that too. And also tarot tutorial videos. These are things that will be there. But also on top of that, you will have a community. You will have a community of people to help you through this. I love it that this picture up here shows me and it shows Heather Hildebrand and it shows a bunch of students here that are super cool people. I just love that because that's what you're talking about. So we will also have Ask Rad. So that's a big part of this. That's the part where I spend 60 minutes answering your questions, your personal questions, and doing readings for people. I love that part. It's fun. I just get to show up and I just get to like read, and I love doing that. We will also have live development circles in this. Every single month, you will have the opportunity to practice your skills. You'll have the ability to like do readings for other people, to share your homework, to share your thoughts, get advice, and make friends with people who are on the other side of the planet. So this is just some of the stuff that people have said about the other things. I don't know if I can do this, but I feel so blessed to have had the opportunity to learn from Radley. The Magical Membership course has deepened my understanding and relationship to the Archangels. From the first time I encountered Radley, I felt drawn to the joy. Yeah, I'm talking really fast. Here's the thing I want you to notice about that, okay? It's like you can put yourself first, you can be empowered, and you can still be humble. Okay? I am too humble. I will blush if I read this stuff, so I can't. And I don't want to. But being empowered and putting yourself first does not make you a person that's like an egomaniac. It just makes you balanced, grounded, have boundaries, and to remember that you're not just taking care of other people, you are taking care of yourself. So let's talk about the way things have been and the way they are going to be in 2024. So in the past, I have felt like I did class after class after class after class after class. It's just what I did. It's like, oh, January is this class, March is this class, April is this class, July is this class. It was a conveyor belt, people. It was a treadmill. At the same time, I'm doing multiple decks a year, not anymore, not after this year. I'm not doing this anymore. But after this, one deck a year. And I was traveling all over the place and I was doing it. It was too much. And so Mooney is always after me about, but what is fun? What is fun? What is fun? Well, what was fun last year? The membership group was fun last year. You know what else was fun? Angel numerology. That was fun. That was a hoot. I loved it. So this year, what we are doing is that we are putting all our eggs in the basket of membership group. And I will do a 4-lesson live online course that will be free to everybody that is in the membership group. And people who are not in the membership group can't take the class. So that will happen later. We don't have it scheduled. We know it will be close to fall. I'd still have a big travel schedule that's coming up, but we will find a place and I will do a 4-week class. I have some ideas about what that will be, but I'm not announcing them yet because that's the thing about working with angels is they have their own ideas, okay? So I can tell you what I'm teaching in September and my angels will be like, no, you aren't, okay? But that's going to happen. So you will have priority access to my one-on-one coaching calendar. I am going to do a limited number of personal private coaching classes coaching sessions, readings. But those will only come from people who are in the membership group. People outside will not have access to that. There's always bonuses and sneak previews and surprises, and you'll get 44% off of all my other stuff in my Radley Valentine School. Okay? This is it. This is where transformation begins. With each month of this program, the journey in front of you is going to continue to unfold. And as we try to like get breakthroughs and breakdowns for everybody. Now, our journey is going to be guided by angels just like normal. Here are some of the topics: safety and protection, healing and transformation, and abundance, prosperity, and courage. These three archangels are the stars of this year. Okay? Michael, Uriel, Ariel. They are, think of the, oh, I know, I never watched this show, but I know of it. Okay, how can you not know of it? So think of yourself as being on America's Got Talent. Okay, you are a contestant on The Cosmos Has Talent. And these are the three people that are the judges. Okay, but let's not think of them as judges. Let's think of them as the main professors. Okay. Will they have guest professors? Of course they will. So the guest professors are going to be Azrael, Shamuel, Gabriel, Haniel, Jeremiah, Jophiel, Metatron, Raguel, Raphael, Raziel, Sandalphon, Zachiel. Okay? These will be your guest hosts. Okay? So, again, everything that you get every month for the next year, a brand new video workshop, a brand new PDF workbook, a brand new downloadable meditation, a brand new card by card tutorial video, a PDF spread workshop, a 45-minute group Q&A and Ask Rad, a 45-minute development circle, priority access to my one-on-one coaching calendar, a free four-lesson live online course later in 2024, bonuses, previews, surprises, and a big 44% off on selected programs in the school. So all that's left is registering. So the price is $244. So let's talk about that for just a second. So someone really wanted me to raise the price really bad. But I just kind of wouldn't, I couldn't do it. This is the same price that we've had for the last 2 years in a row. Planet Earth is one big mess. So we're not raising the price. We're going to keep the price the same that it has been for the last 2 years. $244. So I think that's all I need to say on that. We do have a three-payment plan. Okay. I think it's $88 three times. I think that's right. So I think a lot of what stops us is fear, moments of hesitation and uncertainty. Our fears can create nightmare scenarios for us. You know what? The thing is that if you join us, you're part of what you're trying to do is to get past your fear of the change in order to get the transformation to go towards happiness. You can decide. Nobody's going to make you. I'm not going to come along later and be like, you are supposed to transform your life. You didn't do it. I'm not going to judge you. I don't care. You can take the class. You'll learn skills. You'll have a good time. And then you can decide, I'm just not up for changing my life right now. I just don't have what it takes. But if you take the class, at least you get to experience what it would look like, what it would feel like, and decide what you are willing to expend energetically to change your life. Because what is it costing you? Your happiness, your sense of wonder, your relationships, your joy, your connection, love, community, laughter. What are you losing by not being in charge of your own life? And so this is more the sales thing, but it's $20 a month, it's $5 a week, it's 67 cents a day, blah, blah, blah. The main thing you need to be thinking about is, are you worth the investment of your energy to do this? are you going to take that leap? So we've got some FAQs. How do I know if this membership is right for me? When are the live classes? What is a development circle? The live classes, AskRad is the second Thursday every month at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern. The development circle is the last Saturday of the month, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you can't join us live, then you'll still get the video. What is a development circle? It's the opportunity through Zoom to be able to like practice with other people. What if I'm new to angels? I love you to pieces. There is nobody I want to talk to more than somebody that is new to angels. I want to be there when that light turns on in your eyes. I love that. Same for Tarot. Okay. We've already talked about what the membership includes. What if I can't join Radley Live? That's okay. You'll still be able to see the on-demand videos. And we just talked about the payment plan. So, oh, it is $88. Good. I'm glad. And these are wonderful people that I love. So, you know, I think that tells the story. I think that's that. So I hope you guys will consider it. I hope you guys will think about joining us. But more than anything, what I really hope you'll do is think about your own life. And even if you don't join us, it's okay. Think about your own life and go find your own path, right? But think about your life and think about what you want it to be and do something. You deserve it. Trust me, I know you do. Thanks for being a part of this three-part class. I've had a blast. It's been super fun, but I think that's that. See you guys.
You've been listening to the Angel Tarot Show with Radley Valentine. To discover more, visit radleyvalentine.com/podcast.
Victoria Moran. Since we launched the Main Street Vegan podcast back in 2012, lots more people have discovered the way that moving in a vegan direction can infuse our lives with vitality, spirituality, and compassion. My guests are experts on every aspect of making this work in your real life and our real world. Join us for Main Street Vegan here on mindbodyspirit.fm.